But first, there was a lot of news about community this week. New ways to find out things to do in the community, plus a couple of ways of getting around the community. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
A bite-sized film fest is coming to Eureka Springs next month. Jacqueline Wolven, the director of the Eureka Springs Downtown Network, says that the 5-Minute Film Fest will be part of the monthly Fun After Five event on the fourth Friday.
And in June, we are focusing on film. So the idea is that filmmakers, both novice and professional, can create a film that's less than 5 minutes, including credits, and submit it to the festival. As long as they're family friendly, they'll all be shown.
Wolven says that although the fest has only been announced for a few days, she has received quite a bit of feedback from potential participants.
We've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of emails from people who are interested in the concept. They want to know if it was a film that they created before, if it fits in the time frame, could it be submitted? And the answer is yes. Right now the rule is that you have to have someone who lives in Arkansas be affiliated with the film, either the director or the actors or something. Somebody has to be from Arkansas. We had a lot of calls from outside the areas asking to be in, but we decided to have some sort of geographic boundary.
For instructions on submitting a video, visit eurekaspringsdowntown.com/film-fest. Another city promotion organization in the area made news this past week. At a noon event Monday inside the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau, the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission unveiled a new website, which is a tool that Marilyn Hefner, executive director of the AMP Commission, says is a crucial tool for attracting visitors to the city.
As you all know, the website and the visitor guides are the entry point for the thousands of people who want to experience Fayetteville each year, both locals and visitors. And they download our material from the website, and more than 135,000 people visited the website last year. So we really want to put our best foot forward, and updating these experience points is vital to the marketing of the city of Fayetteville.
The new website at experiencefayetteville.com has been overhauled with a new appearance and a new backend that will simplify the process of updating content, making for a potentially more dynamic experience for visitors on the web. In addition to the website unveiling, the event marked the debut of the 2013 Fayetteville Insider's Guide, the visitor's brochure for the city and surrounding areas.
This year we've highlighted not only the restaurants, which we've been doing in the past, but we've also highlighted the farmers markets in Northwest Arkansas, at least in Benton and Washington counties, and we've included a harvest calendar. So if you want to know when the corn's going to be ready, you can look right in the visitor guides and as well as that. And we've also featured the microbreweries in the guide. We have expanded now. We're going to have 5 in July. So I think that's an important part of the growth of tourism through Northwest Arkansas.
Along with the featured breweries and guide to area farmers markets, the 2013 guide features profiles of area business leaders, restaurateurs, and others, including Hannah Withers of Little Bread Company and Maxine's Tap Room, Wendy Poole of the Ozark Literacy Council, Razorback basketball coach Mike Anderson, Sherry Bond of the Fayetteville Underground, and Joe Giles, a local musician and executive director of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. Speaking of Fayetteville, another trail connection is coming soon to Lake Fayetteville, specifically in the northwest corner of the lake. Matt Mihailovich, the city's trails coordinator, says that when the section stretching between the marina and the North Shore Disc Golf Course is complete, the entire paved loop will fit nicely into other paved trail developments at the lake.
We just completed and actually are having a ribbon cutting on Saturday for the southern section. That's about a 1-mile piece. That was our final phase of the paved loop. It completes the paved loop, but we still had this section on the north, but in the marina where it was shared with the roadway, which worked for the time being, but with the amount of use that we're seeing out there, it's just tremendous amount of use on these trails. We just feel like this is a great opportunity to pull the people away from the road and make it a little bit safer.
Mihailovich says that separating bike and pedestrian traffic from car traffic just makes sense. As more of the loop around the lake has been paved, more people are consequently using the trails.
As we've seen, the more phases get connected, and now with the loop complete, before people had to turn around if they wanted to stay on the paved surface, and now they can come around back to Veterans Park and complete that loop. We are counting out there, and we're just seeing really, really high counts of use, and which is great. People are loving it.
The new trail connection is being paid for in part by a $75,000 federal grant announced by the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department earlier in the week. Milhalovich says that the trail will take about 4 months to complete, but construction won't likely begin until early 2014. On another alternative transportation note, Ozark Regional Transit will begin offering extended hours on many of its transit routes in Washington and Benton counties. Many routes that currently end at 5:30 or 6 p.m. will run until 7 or 7:30. Joel Gardner, general manager of Ozark Regional Transit, says that the extended hours come as a result of several cost-cutting measures, including ending the Saturday service, which cost about $46,000 or more annually.
We were providing this service for only a few people, and it was costing us an exorbitant amount of money. Our normal cost per trip is right around $2 per trip, and on these Saturdays, it was up to almost $20 per trip. So we canceled that particular service on Saturdays because I saw that it was money that was not being spent wisely. We regrouped, looked at the savings, and found out, yes, the community wants us to apply our savings into areas that make a difference, and extending hours during the weekday makes a difference.
Affected routes with end times between 7 and 7:30 include routes 40 through 47. Additionally, Route 54, which is the commuter route between Fayetteville and Bentonville, will run later into the evening, a move that Gardner says will benefit students of both the University of Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas Community College.
People that are running joint classes with two universities, it enables them to get up to the later classes in the evening and get themselves back onto their primary campus down at Fayetteville. Or if they're using the park and ride facility that is up at Springdale NWAC campus, they can get back and forth. NWAC campuses don't close until about 9 o'clock. We're leaving there right around 9:10, 9:15 for our last pull of the evening to get any final students back down into the Springdale-Fayetteville area.
Gardner says that the extended hours will begin tomorrow. For more information, visit ozark.org. In the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.